This is Marilyn.
Hello.
We're on a road trip. And this is Pigeon Springs. We're kind of chucker and quail hunting today. And this is looking back down Fish Lake Valley, and there's White Mountain over there. And this is an old stamp mill here where they mine gold and silver. And there was a hotel and a saloon and everything here at one time. And Pigeon Spring Stamp Mill. This area was once a saloon, store, and roadhouse. A post office was applied for in 1899 but did not open. I'm going to walk up here. There's all kinds of old tin cans and stuff around here from the olden days. It looks like a gallon oil can up there. They used to have to crush the ore in those snap mills, and then they would take and run it through a smelter, melt the gold and silver out of it, and platinum. I'm going to walk up here just a little bit further, up the road. This is a Pigeon Springs Ranch. Kind of a not exactly a four-wheel drive road, but it is. You have to have a high clearance vehicle here. Pinyon pines in here. The pinyon pine nuts are pinyon nuts. That's where they come from. And there is another tree growing out of it. There. Old bed springs. They used to put mattresses on top of those old bed springs like that. This is an old dump place here where they were dumping their trash. And we'll go over here. A lot of cans around here. Some people collect those old rusty steel cans. Like a couple of deer tracks here. Looking back to Fish Lake Valley. Mountains of sagebrush. This is a dormant right now, kind of, sort of, but that is real good feed for cattle and deer and wild horses, whatever. Here's a lady here that lived here a long time ago. Nancy Walker, 1884 to 1906. So she wasn't very old when she died. Of course, they had to put rocks on everybody's graves up here to keep the coyotes and the wolves and things from digging them up. There's even a brick in that one. A few bricks in there, fire bricks even. Probably from a kiln. Up here, they leave little tokens on here sometimes. On these graves. I'll show another one to you down here later. Somebody been back up in here deer hunting, it looked like. Or quail hunting or chucker hunting or something. Cypress trees, juniper tree, like that one. Several kind of pine trees, lots of white sage, and rabbit brush. Rabbits like to eat rabbit brush. It's pretty hyperallergenic, though. backside of that old stamp mill, people. This was the voices of old were here a long time ago. This was a pretty hard-working area. People worked hard in these gold mines and silver mines and talcum mines were out here. That's where you get talcum powder. That was real popular in the early 1900s. That juniper tree there, almost out of that pinyon pine tree. You can imagine the voices of old here. A lot of gold and silver, a lot of ore, and a lot of picks and shovels. Hard work and sweat and blood in these areas. Some of the old equipment left there. Things that were left here. That's a place that looks like where a stovepipe went through a house to keep the house from catching on fire. Barrel stays and all kinds of stuff in here. Now I'm up on top looking down. There's that mill here. A lot of pounding took place right here. Look at those big timbers, 24 inches by 12 inches or so. Very big timbers, some 24 by 24. Concrete. The old oil can. Rebar. Looking down there at Maryland. Up here, if you want to pick up all these tin cans. Might get down this mountain without falling down. Maybe. Old men sometimes have to watch where they walk. Nice rock wall. Looks like it's just got clay. Mortar in it. Some animal tracks. Looks like a wolf up here, maybe. And a squirrel. I'm pretty sure that's a wolf. I know the wolves in this area, I've seen them. Marilyn up here so she can see some of this. She doesn't get out and walk very much. Yep, it's still working. Well, let's go up here and see what we can see a little further. I'll show Marilyn this grave over here. And we're about 6,500 feet elevation. There's a grave right over there, Marilyn. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
His name was Walker.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Does it have any writing?
Died in 1906, yes. Yes, it does.
1906?
That's when she died. She was born in 1886. 86, I think, so she wasn't very old. About 20 years old when she died. Been a long time ago.
Does it have a name on it?
Yes, Nancy Walker.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yes,
name?
I took a picture of it.
Wow.
Drive up the road a little further.
What was her name?
Nancy Walker.
Walker?
Yes, Nancy Walker.
Nancy Walker.
Mm-hmm. There's the old snap mill from the back side. I walked up here on this side of it. I want to go down there to the baby's grave and videotape that also.
Yeah.
The two babies died here, 1906 and 1907, real close together. 1907 is when my grandmother was born. That woman there died a year before my grandmother was born. So she was born early in 1907. 1907 is also the year that Oklahoma became a state. And we go through here. Oh, there's where my friend built his house, right there. Larry. He's got a lot of firewood up there. Pigeon Springs Ranch. Right there. Looks like they got some fruit trees there. Like a crow's nest up there on the top of that one. Like a campground over there. This is where we were going to go deer hunting, but I couldn't find it that time. I hadn't been here for so many years. It's not quite as bumpy as going up Glidey Creek. There is washboards and kind of bumpy, but not as bumpy as that. Use all this jumping around here. I think this guy that owns that ranch back there is named Larry. Like there's a lot of camp places off here. Here and there, everywhere. They degrade this road, I think. I guess there's one of the ranchers in Fish Lake Valley, Rob Dowers, is running cattle up here. What do you think about this country, Merrill?
It's interesting.
dash so I can just put my camera there like I did on the boat. You that have seen the boat videos when we went fishing in the ocean. Back up in these canyons. Some deep, steep, rocky canyons. We'll probably see a deer today, maybe, since deer season is over. Been back in here in 40 years when my boys were very young. All kinds of trees in here. And cypress. And pinyon pine. Different types of pine trees. Junipers. There's juniper trees over there. It looks like there's something in here. Houses. Well, the sun's shining on that. This old mining camp in here. Camp in here. There's a flag flying there, kind of ragged looking. It was a flag one time anyway.
There's a sail on the side.
Midway Placer. The Placer. The Placer. Mine. That's a placer mine, I guess. It's like an antenna up there also.
Midway Placer Mine?
Mm-hmm. Midway Placer Mine.
I wonder what they were getting.
Gold.
Gold?
Yeah, gold. First time I've seen it, it's the first time you're seeing it too. A lot of mining in here. There's another one there. There's a lot of old mine shafts in here. You can see there's a lot of material. Like,
that's an old roof, isn't it?
That's probably over a mine shack. That went down in the mine shaft, probably. All kinds of tailings here and there. This has been a long time since I've been
here. It was plastered by, they can't have water.
Yes, there's water. Anyway, this is another one of our road trips. Hope you're enjoying it. It's pretty new for me because it's been a long time since I've been in here. Be one of these old shacks years and years and years ago. Took Jimmy and Gary up here, my boys. That's been at least 40 years. Probably the sun is shining in the camera there. A lot of rabbit brush up here. A lot of roads going off
there's
in here.
There's not much water unless there was a pretty good creek at the time.
Well, this is a very dry year. Extremely dry year. No, it's a county road, they say. We could leave breadcrumbs behind to find our way back, didn't we? I said we could leave breadcrumbs behind to find our way back.
Yeah.
There's more tailings there from mining. About 6,800 feet elevation now, according to my little elevation meter. House or something there. Another mine. This is mining country here. That was a pretty good creek there at one time, it looked like. That's a pretty good steel building.
Looks like somebody broke the windows out.
Yeah. People are bad about doing that. I wouldn't call them people that break windows out, they're things. That had to be a mine or something there. It looked like a great big refrigerator freezer or something there. Have to run off, everything had to run off of propane up here. There wasn't any electricity. Buildings or something up here. Mines everywhere. This looked like a rock wall or brick walls. And this one. A trailer. House with a brick wall and concrete. That's all stonework there. Lots of good lumber.
Yeah.
Get this thing put up right. Lower your window down. I can take pictures of this stuff. They're restoring those old trailers and things. By here, more and more houses up here. I remember taking the boys in here and looking there. An old, probably a surveil refrigerator again.
Was that an old freezer?
A surveil refrigerator, I think. Uh-huh. Another house. Well, which way does the main road go? See what this says. Now there's a wood stove. Right there.
What does it say on there?
I don't know. Established something. I don't know which one of these roads is the main road. Lots of roads here. Snow there, something. Water. Water. This is springs here. It's frozen. A lot of it's frozen. Yes, water. This is the spring here.
A good place for deer.
Good place for chuckers and deer and quail and everything. Road. Maybe then the other one. From the looks of this road. We'll shut this off for now. We're getting a low tire here. I don't know why. It's got a nail in it, what it's got in it. Anyway, see if we can make it home. We're up here right now. There's a lot of springs back in here in this country. Mines everywhere. This is a big spring down in there. Looked like cattle drank down there pretty often. Hopefully this road won't cave off with me when I'm standing on the edge of this bank. There's moss and grass all down in here, and tules. That looks like a filter there. When that fills up real high, it goes someplace. I got my tire aired down a little bit. We went back up in here by Pigeon Springs anyway. Some beautiful country back in here. I'll have to do a little bit more exploring. See if we can make it back home without having to change that tire. Pretty country, isn't it, Marilyn?
Yes, it is.
Well, we'll go downhill a little bit here. This is cattle country and deer country and elk country and antelope country and hopefully chucker country. But I didn't see any chucker tracks at all. A lot of mines back in here. Looking back up in there, there's roads every which direction. All kinds of roads. tall sagebrushes. You can see 6 foot tall and more. Fish Lake Valley, the sage used to be 12 foot tall. The road kind of washed away here in places from the flash floods. Definitely where you could find a deer, that's for sure. Another road going up in there. A lot of signs of travel in here. Thought we'd take you on a road trip with us today in the wild country. In the late 1850s onward, these were little jumping birds here at that time. Every one of them had a saloon and a roadhouse and whatever to accommodate the passengers, because the passengers went slow, horseback and wagon. I know in the 1900s, here's the spring in here. That looked like willows. There are elderberries up in this country too. They look a lot like that. Rabbit brush, that's the stuff with all the white fuzz on it. Cream colored fuzz, whatever you want to call it. Indian tea up there. Old pieces of metal and things from the mining days in here, every which direction. Road caved off there pretty good. A lot of rock formation here.
Don't get too close, honey. It's getting close to the edge.
Okay. This is where the cattle come across. See where the cattle are there? That's a cow trail and a deer trail right there. And there's cow tracks and deer tracks in it, both going down to the water. That's an old fence in there. See that old fence? It's all grown up around it. Everything's grown up around it. The fence is long gone. Look at the water down there now. See all of that?
Yes.
That's a grass for them.
Stay a little gym.
What? Trying to get over there close enough where I can see it. Look at the ice.
I see it.
The road's all over back in here. Oh. There's a juniper tree back there. I can't see what that says there. I'll go over there and take a video of that. See what it says. Looking for tracks too while I'm there. You had to stay out of these old houses for years and still because of the hantavirus that came out of Four Corners and spread with the deer mice into this country. I see human tracks. I don't see any, not many. There are a few animal tracks. Somebody had a fire right here, camped out right here. Not long ago, well, let's see here. Not much in there. Something mine established 2019. All right, that's lately. A lot of trash in there from something. The old nails are coming out of the boards. So had a lot of stuff nailed to it for a long time. Shingles and the old boards back here, nice 2x12s. Lots of nail points sticking up there. You don't want to fall on that. There's the spring and metal down there. Looked like the old place fell over. There's a set of mattresses. The angle iron. Nails sticking up all over. Hazardous to your health. Looks like they killed a deer here. There's deer hair. Looks like they cleaned it right there, not too many days ago. That's deer hair right there. Hung it from something here. There's Marilyn up there. This old thing here trails out through here. Yeah, this was a kitchen. In here, there's old. This is where I took Jimmy and Gary many years ago. I remember this. This is one of the places we went. We got people camped in here. Looks like rats have been around a lot. Exploring. We'll go by here. A lot of stuff people use this throw out the back door. Looks like cattle been down in here coming down to the water. That was a drain pipe out of the kitchen. I remember when this was in a whole lot better shape. There was a wood stove in that corner. It's not there now. Somebody hauled off of that. Those are regular old 2x12s there. They're real 2 inches by 12 inches. Marilyn can't come down here, so she'll have to watch this on the video, which I'm sure she will. Well, there's a barbecue pit. Things people just thrown around here over the years. Like that was a wood stove made out of a barrel one time. Propane tanks. I took Jim and Gary in this cabin about 40 years ago. Old juniper tree out front. B&M Mine, I guess, established 2019. Anyway, there's where they cleaned a deer, right there. There's a wood stove out here. Looks like where they've been cooking. Camping around here. The fires aren't very old. People used to make stoves like that. And that one would be a good one. You can cook on it. Lay around it and get warm. Hopefully the tire's not going down too fast. There it is still. Looks better on this side. There was a bed in there. A long time ago there was a bed in there. The bed's thrown out in the backyard now. It's kind of messed up. That's the cabin I took Jimmy and Gary in years ago. It was in really good shape at that time. Been there for a long, long time. Somebody reestablished the mine in 2019, it says, the B&M mine.
There's probably still a little bit of gold around.
Oh, there's still gold in here.
Huh?
There is still gold in here. Anyway, there's the creek.
Yeah.
Here's this old place here. That was the Chevelle refrigerator, all right. That was the Chevelle. It's powered and by propane because there's no electricity up here. Many people did not have electricity and the first refrigerator came out. They had a lot of these are Chevelle, and that's a Chevelle. It says Chevelle right on it. We had one just like that. And that's your little ice tray boxes, and that's your big freezer right there. But it did keep things cold, so that was good. This is the mechanism of it right there. Somebody always trying to tear things up. Shoot things up and tear things up. Yeah, it looks like they did a lot to it. I'll walk up here and look at this old place. Might be a bar in there or something. another Savelle refrigerator. Like this road went back up in there. Somebody had been in here camping or doing something. There's the old bed springs. Camper top. An old shed. Looked like they cranked that thing down to keep the roof from blowing off. This is a nice old house here. That's what the pack rats do there. Gas, electric. Looked like somebody's staying in there. It's got a lock on it. Looked like this old place caved in. This was a nice old rock house at one time. Looked like the roof just caved plumb in. I remember seeing this long ago. Looks like somebody drug this up here to camp in and stuff. A generator. They plug things in. That looks like welding rod can. I opened a lot of them in my life. Looked like the roof might have caved in or blew off. They were just old clapboard houses with tar paper on them. And this is cold country. Real cold country. Live up here like that, you gotta be tough. That looks like going down into a mine shaft there, maybe. Looked like they built their deal here and went right, without even going outside, and went right down in the mine. Unless that's a dugout. Somebody was a good brick mason, and they only used, well, it looks like they used a little bit of concrete. Sheetrock walls. They got real fancy. This was the outhouse here. Somebody turned it over. Yep, that's an old outhouse. Had a modern seat on it. Now let's go down here. Coffee maker. Looks like people tearing the thing apart. Looks like I had two windows on it at one time. Indoor window and an outdoor window, and they had to break it, of course. That could be put back together. Now there's an old battery there from a long time ago. Twist my ankle on here. These rocks all over. Say hi.
It's time to eat.
Okay, time to eat. Okay. Here we are going back down the road again. Seems pretty interesting things here. This is pretty heavy timber in here with all types of trees. rabbit brush and white sage. Someone got a deer a couple of days ago, it looked like, up here. We've been in the deep mountains here. We're coming down here into the... And this is Volcanic Shale, by the way. From thousands of years ago, I imagine. It's had a lot of volcanic activity up here. Another road going back in there. Roads are going all over back in here. Campgrounds and such. Into the sunshine. Looks like another campground there. Or else another road going off in the hills. Road not near bumpy as Lighty Creek, as I said before. A lot of mining in here. Somebody cut a tree back down back there. Going backwards now. Well, we're going backwards, we're backing up. Yep, somebody cut that tree down. Part of it must have fallen out on the road. There's a juniper tree.
Oh boy, that's got junipers on it.
Yeah.
Juniper bears.
Mm-hmm. And the other mine we taped before, I think, with video recorded this before. Like I said, it's been about 40 years since I was in here. When I lived up here in the 80s and 90s, I didn't come back in here. I concentrated on the White Mountains, which is the Silver Peak Range. And that's the Midway Placer Mine. I think maybe I would go in there and walk there too. Let's walk in there and videotape that. That might be fun for you to see. Look for tracks here. See my tracks. It's a creek runs in here. At times, probably a normal year. This was a horrible year this year. Registered mining claim. Absolutely no prospecting allowed. No panning for gold, no anything like that. Yeah. This is gold country. Somebody shot up a propane tank. They're liable to do that at any time. That looked like an antenna up there. Of course, a flag. Looks like they were retorting with mercury from the looks of that up there. Look at them riding around in here. Baling wire. You don't see much of that anymore. Very common when I was young. Now it's baling twine. Lots of sluices, things, even a, looks like a two-cycle engine there on something. They've been mining for gold, that's for sure, and silver. We'll walk up this other way a little bit. I hope you're enjoying this outing. That must be where they're getting the ore. A placer mine is like panning for gold and running through sluices. Hard rock mining is deep mining, and it there's a lot of ore in rock. Placer mining is a little different. We'll walk up this way now. Like electric wire there or something. Maryland over there. Here are the heaters. Heavy timbers there, 24 by 24s. There's a, looks like some cow bones. Cow must have died in here. Something killed it. Maybe it ate too much mercury or something. Looks like children been walking around here. Pretty good sized trailer there. Insulated also to some extent. And the trail up there to where they were doing that retorting, which I don't want to get around. I got enough mercury poisoning already. And arsenic. Air hoses and all types of stuff they had in there, and somebody just knocked a hole through the wall. That's old tin there, and heavy tin. They don't make it like that as far as I know anymore. More a part of their mining operation all along here. This is fun. And the willows. And there was a spring there. In one time anyway. Maybe it'll come back with a wetter year. She's crocheting. That's what I thought. She'll get to watch all this stuff when we get home. You'll get to watch all this when we get home. Pretty neat.
Did you see anything inside?
Yes. A little bit. It's some of the mining equipment and everything. Let's go down the road. Another old mining claim. I think I took Jimmy and Gary in there also. An old truck.
Is that an old car?
Yeah, an old truck. It's a dump truck. Let's look at this one too. We'll just do all of this stuff. It don't look like it's too old. And this looks like it's a certified mining claim and nobody can mine here either. Looking in here, I have the big propane bottle. Kind of old things in here. Part of the roof is gone. Looks like they had a little bit of electricity here, probably battery. This is where an outhouse was, I'm sure. There's more bones. That looks like maybe deer there. Pretty sure that's deer. Two of them. Somebody did something there, drug something out of there. See what truck here this old truck is. Chevrolet, about 1950. Chevrolet dump truck. The old engine in there, probably a 292, 235, one or the other. Rats like this kind of stuff. There was a hydraulic dump cylinder. Probably a 5-speed. Pretty good old bed. Steel. They got us knock all the windows out. Everything. I don't understand people why they do that. That bothers me a lot. It looks like that tree they cut up has ended up here. That's a truck back there. It was a truck like that, but it had two sets of duals in the back of it that run over my hand. That hand right there and squished it. There wasn't any meat on that bone at all. But we sewed it back together and got it going. Had 5 cords of firewood on it. And it was stalled on top of my hand. That was not fun.
Jim, was there anything written on that?
Yeah, that's another certified claim.
What is it?
Certified claim. You can't do any mining around here at all. You can't pan, you can't do anything. Well, now, I gotta take a picture of that. Built that up off the ground. Registered mining claim. Herschel Belcher Knapp, 1971 to 1995. All right, here we are. Herschel Belcher Knapp. I believe he's buried in Fish Lake Cemetery. Herschel Belcher Knapp. Mountain. A lot of tracks right there. Fort Ford Road.
Well, if they have that sign, you know there's still gold in.
Yes, it's gold. There's gold and silver in these here hills. Probably more there than's ever been taken out. Some of these miters could almost smell gold and silver. Traipsing them up in these mountains like this. Chipping away at rocks, digging holes. Up there, that's a bunch of tailings on the side of that hill up there. There's a mining claim right there. This isn't very far from our house. Back up in there. Where they've been digging around. Look up there where they've been digging around. Oh, that washboard is pretty pronounced. There's another road going off in the hills. Larry lived right there. Saw a picture of that place. Yes, I did. I'll get it in. Like a picture he showed me of that place. That looks like the place. Horse community. Drive slowly. Motor home over there, big one. And I think that's where Larry comes to see the solar engines up there. Solar power.
That's a pretty nice house.
Yes, it is. Oh, who built it?
Got a fireplace.
Yeah. Sagebrush is pretty tall here. Well, that's the last of it for today. Hope you enjoyed our trip. God bless you. Here we are in another mining area. Looking here, you can see the Joshua trees and the junipers and everything. And up here, this is Palmetto. This was an old mining town here. Thinking that local Joshua trees were related to the palm trees, the 1888 prospectors named the mining camp Palmetto. Although local 12-stamp mill worked the silver ore, the town died for lack of profitable material. New discoveries in the late 1880s brought Palmetto back to life, but once again, meager deposits caused the demise. This was a stamp mill. The new prospecting in 1903 caused Palmetto to grow to a town of 200 tents on a platted town site. At its peak in 1906, the commercial street contained all the necessary mining camp businesses. Local miners drifted away in autumn of 1906. Mining on a lease basis has been minimal since that time. An important talc deposit lies nearby also. And up here also, there is a little, this was a big snap mill here now, where they crushed the ore and then heated it up, melted the gold and silver out of it. Sometimes they'd run mercury through it, which is very poisonous, of course. A lot of roads go here all over the place. Now we'll go down here just a little bit further. And there's two babies' graves down there. And we're leaving Palmetto now. And not too far down here is a little baby's grave. And it's kind of unique. It's two babies, actually, that died here, I think, in December 1906 and January 1907. We're driving down the road. This is going toward Fish Lake Valley now. A lot of cattle run out here. There's some cattle out there. I think Rob Dowers runs cattle in here. Back up on top of these mountains here, up there's a Palmetto repeater, because that's a pretty tall mountain up there. You'll see a lot of old stuff here, like old fence posts and things. These sand pencils have been there for 100 years. They were made out of anything. Probably Jim Daniels put those fence posts in there, I think. Possibly. Because this was his cattle range here, all through here. And I think up here pretty soon is the little baby's grave, if I remember right. I'll take you up to that little site. We've had pictures of it before, but never a video. A lot of people lived and died in this country so many years ago. There's the baby's grave right up there. So we can get up here without getting stuck. And two-wheel drive, even. We did it. I usually take people up here to see this. The one little baby died the year my grandmother was born. I always remembered that. Somebody had put a different sign up here, a grave headstone. I thought there was only one here, but there's more than that. There are two babies. And people come here and honor these little babies with little toys of all sorts. And there was a lot of money here too at one time. There are some pennies down there, and nickels and dimes and quarters all over. Little mementos honoring these babies. Clyde Hart, born 5/7/1903, died 12/3/1906. Kenneth Hart, born 1/3/1905, and died 1/12/1907. These were the original headstones. This was pretty fresh looking when I was young. Tells you how old I am. That little old headstone there was painted many times, many years. All types of little things here. Look like somebody even put some jack-o'-lanterns, little batteries on them, lit up. Little whistles, coins all over the place, down through here. I've looked at that all of my life. When I was young, they didn't have this steel thing here. It was just the little wooden graves. Anyway, the two little babies are buried here. Clyde and Kenneth Hart. Moving back down to the house at the pickup. Cattle been through here. Hope you enjoyed this little road trip today. God bless.